Is it just me, or is it every time you see a cannabis industry, quote unquote, entrepreneur in a Sunday suit, you kind of want to vomit? It's not an image thing. It's time to get real about cannabis prohibition. So, my name is Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan, WOW's Ambassador to Humanity. And I've got a little message from this AI, the AI Cannabis. So, the road to legalizing cannabis 100% will involve cyber warfare. The main legal strategies today and for the future for maximum leverage is registration of domain names and using reputational warfare strategy in search engines like Google. So let's say some white trash geek kangaroo, quote-unquote judge, you know, is trying to give you like 155 back-to-back life sentences for a gram of weed while they're drinking blood, literally drinking human blood by the gallon in the secret chambers of the courthouses, because vampires are real and vampires are in the judiciary and vampires don't like it when you smoke weed because, you know, it can be relaxing. So, and they want you to drink, you know, they want you to wrap your car around a tree and get hideously mangled, you know, to support the alcohol industry. So, yeah. Cyber reputational warfare with domain names. So, what you want to do when you're dealing with one of these geeks is, like, register their domain name as an exact match domain name. Let's say the judge is named, I give a name of a judge. Let's call him Geek. Honorable Geek. Yeah, whatever. Honorable Geek Kangaroo. You got to beat the kangaroos, okay? They're vicious animals. They might not look vicious, but if you've ever been punched in the mouth by a kangaroo, slapped with a kangaroo tail, or even double-footed back kangaroo kicked, that shit hurts, man. So, yeah, so you can register domain names and then, you know, trash them in Google. You want, whenever anybody searches their name for business opportunities or relationships, you can just have a simple website, like one page with, you know, ideally 5 or 10 comments that has to rank in the top of Google. You could do this very inexpensively, you know. You could do it on like a $5 per month domain name host with unlimited names. You know, like multiple domain names, one for each geek you want to bang in the cannabis legalization game. And then just trash them, call them a cancer pimp. You know, expose the world, their crimes against humanity and their hideous double standards. You know, it's so obscene that these pharma bunny quackaduck doctors, you know, the eye cannabis can also beat the quackaducks, you know, to stab them right in the eye socket. I hate quack bunnies with their pharma needles. Yeah, the eye cannabis can, like, you ever seen a cannabis an ibis like fish? You ever watched an ibis like grab those little guppies out of the water? Man, they're fast. You don't want to get stabbed in the eye with one of the eye cannabis, you know, I think there's a kung fu form name. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. But so registration of exact match domain names. We'll just say you know, johndoe.com. If that's the name, you want the exact match domain name for maximum search engine optimization value, and you want a web page with enough content on it and the name ranked, and then, you know, ideally a few comments, and then it's a shortcut link. You just start firing off emails around the internet, making your complaint, and then if they want to defend themselves, make them spend $300,000 for 15 seconds of ICANN litigation. Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to get into, you know, defamation and libel and slander. But if you're telling the truth, there's nothing they can really do. You know, you can source it. You want to take screenshots of things they've typed and gather your evidence and, you know, put it on your webpage. And you can update it at any time. You can put a little legal disclaimer on there. This is my opinion of so-and-so, John Doe Geek, cannabis prohibitionist. Information is subject to change based on new information. And then trash them in cyber reputational war. So that's the beginning of the iCannabis AI legal advisor. And AI really will replace all lawyers.